Hi, this is Ethan.
Hi, Ethan. It's Nadine. I'm so sorry I couldn't attend you right away. I was on another call. I apologize
Oh, yeah, no
for
worries.
That. I was like, I told Manuel, please tell him I'll call him as soon as I'm done.
Because
I know
worry.
You have some more questions, and I would probably be the better one to address any of them more in depth with you. So tell me, what questions did you have?
So with the, because, you know, we're getting set up with a couple of different lead providers.
Okay.
So whenever because I just got onboarded with Inquirly, and I was talking with my account manager about the Google
uh-huh.
SEO and the, you know, LSA stuff. And she was like, you know, it's fairly easy to get Google certified, but I guess it's the fact more the less of the fact of managing it. But I wasn't sure if the $2,000 a month marketing budget, was that for click leads or is that for calls?
So these are not click leads. Okay, like I'll give you an example. There are lead generating programs like Angie's Leads, Thumbtack Leads, even Yelp Leads, right? Where it's messages that you're receiving of a potential prospect, right? That's looking for your service. And now you need to stop and call them, right? Those are what they typically call the leads. Google specifically created this program, Google Guaranteed, where leads are actually coming to you in the form of a phone call, okay? So I'm a potential prospect. I'm on Google. I have some water damage. I need someone to come out and help me, right? So I look up, I search up the service on Google. First thing I see is Google Guaranteed Profiles with the check mark, okay, which are Google's
yeah.
approved businesses, okay? Underneath of that, I'll see some sponsored ads, which are the Google Ads pay-per-click. Underneath of that is going to be the Google Local Map, okay, which those are click-to-call, right? You don't get charged when people click on the local map, right? It's typically, you know, people call the first 10 businesses they see on there.
Gotcha.
Because it'll give them directions, website, and all that. The Google Guaranteed is completely separate from the Google Local Map because Google Guaranteed, when they click, that potential prospect is calling you directly. Okay? It's a lead that is a direct call. They call it a lead, but it's a direct call. So basically, people who click on those that are part of the Google Guaranteed program are more inclined to selecting you because they know that it'll show you've been approved by Google, you've passed the background check, you passed the license, the insurance. So they feel more comfortable because they know that you've gone through that whole process to get approved for that program. So it's not like where, like I'll give you an example with Yelp, okay? With Yelp, you have the click per call. And then you have the click per lead. Now, if someone clicked on your Yelp ad, right, you get charged an amount for that. But if someone's clicking to request a quote from you, they consider that a lead because someone is specifically asking you about your prices, about your services through a message. See the difference with those? God bless you. I've been like, man, I've been with allergies all day yesterday and today. I'm like, what is going on?
That time of year.
I've been speaking like crazy. I even feel like my voice is getting raspy, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on here? So these leads are very different because when they're clinking, it's that potential prospect calling you. But here's the difference, too, right? And let's say, you know, someone's calling you about some fire damage that they had, and I know you and I talked about you not doing that, right?
Uh-huh.
So if they were calling you for that, and you're like, I'm sorry, I don't offer that service. That's not even listed on your profile, right, as a subcategory.
Uh-huh.
So Google is going to consider that an unqualified lead, and they have to credit that lead back to you because it's not part of your services, okay? If they called you and they're saying, hey, I'm looking for a job. Are you hiring? Unqualified lead.
Yeah.
If they called you, let's say you don't, and I'm just going to make it up, right? Let's say you don't service Austin, but someone called you from Austin, and Austin isn't even noted under your profile as the areas that you serve. As long as you don't accept the job, unqualified lead, they have to credit it back. It's unqualified. They're calling you outside of your service area.
Yeah.
Okay. And if they're calling to say, hey, you looking to do some marketing, unqualified lead. But if you talked about pricing over the phone, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that's a qualified lead. Okay.
Of course.
And again, you're not really managing it. I mean, you have access to it, but we're the ones also managing it. So we're monitoring to see, you know, making sure that one doesn't slip through the cracks, because if we saw that one did, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited back to you.
Gotcha.
Because it's unqualified. Okay. Does that kind of make a little bit more sense or kind of clarify?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. So the $2,000 a month, is that like, that's the minimum Google allows?
That is the minimum, correct? Yes. So we also prefer to start you off with the minimum, only because we would rather you see how the program works before you start investing more money or saying, send me more leads, right? Google has minimums. Google has minimums even with Google ads, right? I had a guy call me just a couple weeks ago, and he was like, hey, Nadine, I want to allocate $150 to my Google ads. I want to go ahead and I want to upgrade to that. And I said, unfortunately, Google ads minimum is $300. It is not $150. They have certain minimums. Even with us being a Google channel partner, part of that process is demonstrating not just the ad skills and the Google products that we know how to manage them, but it's also showing the ad spend, the net spend on what we do with Google ads, any Google products. So, I mean, we've had to jump through hoops just to meet the requirements to be a part of that partnership, which I'll tell you this, it's really a plus for you, only because when you're working with a company that's not a channel partner, it takes them much longer to get you listed. With us being a channel partner, the perks of it is we can get you done and listed in a timely manner, but also we have a direct contact, a representative of Google, that if there was any issues, we have someone that we could reach out to assist.
Gotcha.
So that's the perks of it. But also keep in mind, remember as I told you, right, when you activate your budget, okay, what you receive in that first month is going to determine what you're paying the following month, right? So that $1,976, each lead is $152 that'll be deducted from that budget. If you only got two leads, then you know the following month what was left over in that budget rolls over. So now the next month, you're only going to pay for the two leads at $152 a lead. So this doesn't always mean that you're paying $1,976 every single month, unless if you got all 13 leads and they were all qualified.
Yeah.
But I could tell you this, I mean, this program is not geared to overwhelm you either, or that you're like six leads are being thrown at you all at once. You know what I mean? I know Google Guaranteed is one of Google's better products. If I could offer it to everybody that it would be available in their industry, I would offer it, because it's one of Google's better products. I will tell you this, I would never recommend you doing Google ads, not for your industry. You're going to have a better response with the Google Guaranteed. Hands down.
Gotcha.
I had a guy even for tree services right now that was trying to get on Google Guaranteed. And that's who I was talking to. And I was like, I'm so sorry. You don't have the requirements. You don't have the insurance. They want the insurance and they want the licensing. And in fact, not even the licensing. They wanted insurance. And he had to have a social. And he's in Texas. He's in Garland, Texas. And I told him, I said, we can't get you signed up for that because you don't meet the requirements.
Yeah.
And I said, if you get your insurance, even if you get an EIN or an I-10, you know, he's all, well, my brother's also owner. He has a social. I go, okay, well, then you need your insurance. He's like,
yeah,
so no. Even if I go, it doesn't matter how much you want to pay. Those are the requirements. Because
yeah.
It's almost as if you look at it like this, it's like Google's backing up your work. They're basically saying, this is a trustworthy company. They're
yeah.
part of our program. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Again, it's a plus for you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely see the value in it. I just think, you know, the $2,000 a month scares me because I could put that towards other leads, you know, if they're form leads, because I don't want form leads. You know, with water restoration, it's all about on the phone. So, you know, as long as we can get them on the phone with that $2,000, that's fine. That definitely makes
sense. And that's the thing. They're going to, because you and I talked about that, right? And I know that was the biggest thing. And we talked about your closing ratio. And if I'm not mistaken, I do recall you saying you have a 50%, right? Closing ratio.
Yeah, yeah.
When you got them on the phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If
yeah,
you
yeah,
have
yeah.
them on the phone, your prices, they're not cheap, but they're competitive, right? They're reasonable. And you know how to sell your services way better than I would. You know what
of
I mean? Because it's your
yeah.
industry. So as long as you have them on the phone, the chances of you closing that lead is 50% or probably even higher than that. I mean,
yeah.
But you got to have them on the phone, you know? And so that's where I feel that this type of program works best for you because, I mean, well, you and I both know when people are like, it's an urgency, right? You know what I mean? Typically,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's something urgent for them, right? I mean, I know
yep.
for me, water damage, if I got, you know, water all over my house and I want to avoid the mold and all that, I need someone out now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, and I think that's where the closing ratio for you is so high because you're able to attend to them.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
You know, does that kind of clarify everything?
Yeah. Yeah. That definitely,
okay.
that definitely makes a little bit more sense. You know, I'm just. We're a new business, and I know we talked about that, so just trying to make sure
oh,
that
yeah.
all the resources are getting used, and, you know, it's
absolutely.
All working.
Absolutely. And listen, like I told you, right, even with this, okay, it's a two-month verbal agreement. Let's say 3 months. You're like, you know what? I prefer the Google guarantee. Is there any way we can, like, maybe knock off the Facebook ads? You always have that ability to do that.
So what would the Facebook ads like entail? I know that we briefly talked about it.
Yeah.
But
so
I guess
where
I was, I guess a little bit uneasy on the Facebook ads was like, what do I have to tell you guys? Do I have to tell you guys every time I'm posting or just anytime
oh,
I'm running
no,
an
no,
ad
no,
campaign?
No. No, 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 not at all. And I don't mean to chuckle at you. I thought that was, you're like, do I gotta call you every time I'm posting? Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I was just,
so,
I was the shower thought I had yesterday. I was like, well,
you're
wait
like,
a second.
Wait a minute. You're like,
yeah.
Hold on. You should have called me right away when you had that thought. So let me tell you. So the Facebook ads, basically what's going to be conducted in your CI, okay, in your client interview, is they're going to go over all the notes you and I went over because they want to make sure I listed everything correctly, right?
Uh-huh.
They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads. Like, they'll say, hey, is there any promos you want to run or, you know, what have you, right?
Uh-huh.
Is there any specific photo that you want us to use? Okay. They're going to talk to you about your keywords, your search terms, the areas of target. Okay. When I told you at least post once a month,
uh-huh.
That meant for you to keep your content fresh. So we're not going to do your posting, right, on your Facebook. We're managing
right.
the Facebook ads. Now, with Facebook ads, okay, social media and Google work very well together, hand in hand. So when someone is searching up your services on Google, they're on their Facebook page, your ad is going to retarget them. It's
uh-huh.
going to pop up on their feed. A lot of people use Facebook as another source to find a service that they need, right?
Yeah.
So that retargeting is constant in their mind. Imagine this, right? I don't know if you guys have McDonald's in Texas, but.
Yes, of course we do.
Okay. I don't eat McDonald's, right? But I keep driving by this particular sign on the way to church, you know, every Thursday and every Sunday when I'm going. And I keep seeing this sign, because I'm a Starbucks girl. I keep seeing this sign. Two for five sausage McMuffins. Okay? I don't eat McDonald's. Well, all of a sudden, I'm pulling into McDonald's one day because, you know what? I kept seeing the sign, so what the heck? I mean, I probably won't eat them, but I'll give them away. Because right. It was branded in my mind so much, right? Even if someone didn't need your service at that moment, they're going to remember you because of the branding. But with Facebook ads, it's a click to call. So they click on that ad and they're calling you directly. But they will also have the option too, because, you know, sometimes people would rather just fill out the form and, hey, can you give me an idea if you're available? This is what I got going on. We consider that a hot lead. So you'll receive that as well, because we don't want you to miss anything. But it's typically going to be the click to call. Okay.
Gotcha.
So those Facebook ads, we'll manage them. We'll do the content creation. We will take your input on it. Okay. Because if you want to run a promotion, we would want to do that with that ad. But we encourage you still post on your Facebook page because that keeps your content fresh and people know like, hey, he's still in business. I've seen some Facebook pages and I'm going to be honest with you. I ran into one guy that I was talking to. This was like 6 months ago. And this guy's like, boom in business, right? But he doesn't post on his Facebook. The last post from his Facebook, you're probably going to be like, what? His last post in Facebook was 10 years ago.
Oh, I believe it.
2015. But it's because he doesn't have time. And I said, listen, even if you just check in once a month, ask your wife to do it. Check in and just say, hey, been so busy this year, you know, just haven't had time to post, like something so that they know that you're still active. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it keeps the content fresh is all. But yeah, I mean, that's how that would work. So just to reassure you, you don't need to notify us like, hey, I just posted again. I'm letting you guys know. Because we're also monitoring things too. You know what I mean? So, you know, we'll peep in every now and then just to see like, okay, he posted or what have you. But definitely it's the Facebook ads that we're managing. Because if there is pictures that you've updated and you're like, hey, can you guys update this photo? We want to make sure we're updating it on the content creation that we're doing as well. Okay?
Gotcha.
Does that kind of make a little bit more sense on that?
Yeah, that definitely makes more sense.
Because I would be like, man, I gotta keep sending you guys something, you know?
Right. So what would, like, where would the Facebook advertise? Would that be completely separate from the 2000?
Yes.
Like any marketing budgets separate. Or anything like that?
So basically that $3.99 that you're paying every 30th of the month, okay, 200 of that is being allocated to your Facebook ads that we're managing. Okay? So
gotcha.
You're not incurring click fees because you're paying a flat rate. Other companies, they'll charge you whatever you allocate, plus they're charging you all these other fees on top of that, right? We're not doing that. You're paying $3.99. We're putting $200 to your Facebook ads that we're managing throughout the month because we want to make sure that it's not all being, you know, eaten up within 1 week. Okay. So we're making sure that you're at least getting that good traction throughout the month. I know we also talked about particular areas, right? You and I.
Yeah.
Targeting the DFW and Temple, right? So one thing about those Facebook ads that I love is because your Google local listing is basically going to target what Google says is your local area, okay, which is 10, maybe up to 15 miles around your zip code where you're verified, okay?
Yeah.
That's what Google says is the local area. In some areas, it might even be up to 20 miles, but it really depends on the location and how populated it is. Like a local area for Los Angeles is 5 miles. You know what I mean? Because way overpopulated.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how you get found outside of that is by running Facebook ads or Google ads. If you were running Google ads are going to start from your home base and go out. With Facebook ads, you could say, hey, can we start that Facebook ad? Because it'll reach 50 miles, right? You could say, hey, can you start the home base to be in Temple? and go out 50 miles? Or can you put it in DFW and go out 50 miles? You can do it that way with Facebook ads. With Google ads, you wouldn't be able to. But with the Google guarantee, okay, you can choose by county, by city. You can cover the whole state of Texas if you wanted with the Google guaranteed.
With Google guaranteed, okay.
Yeah, okay. But we want you to get traction right now while you're getting through that approval process, because you're a new company, right? You're hungry. You want work. But we want to bring you the right clientele as well, the quality type of clients that are looking up your services on Google. Because honestly, that's where 90% of searches are going to start and stop.
Yeah, for sure.
Those are always going to be the top five platforms. Google, Facebook, social media, Yelp, Bing. Those are the top ones.
Gotcha.
Always going to be the top ones. Okay. Oh, and Apple Maps. Apple Maps.
Yeah.
I almost forgot about them. Yeah. So, okay.
Okay. Well, yeah. Sounds good.
Feel a little bit better now? I'm glad we were able to talk and clarify. I was like, oh, poor Ethan. He's probably like, she hasn't called me back yet. What's going on?
No. No, I just, like I said, I just want to make sure, you know, with this being a small company, you know, $650 is a lot for us. You know, $2,000 a month is our biggest bill. So doubling our biggest bill, you know, it's a leap of faith that you got to take. So
I understand you're making an investment, right? And believe me, I know, like, I don't remember if I told you or not, but I used to have a catering company.
Yeah, with your husband.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, in the beginning, I was like, that savings is going down. I don't see any money coming in. And he's like, Nadine, you just got to trust me. Like, listen, we have to invest. And Traeger smokers aren't cheap. Not the kind that he wanted. And, I mean, we ended up with like three of them. I'm all, do we really need three, like, right now? Why couldn't we just do one? Because he's thinking big. He's like, look, if we don't do it now, we're not even going to do it later.
Yeah.
We got to do it now. And I'm like, all right. But I will say, after probably about those first five gigs that I did, and they were pretty big gigs, because we were talking, like, one was a wedding, another one was like, it was a movie premiere that we did for, it was kind of like a Western movie, and it was for the police department. So that one was like a gig of literally 400 people. We did tri-tip and
chicken.
Oh, man, it was crazy. But we definitely made our money back. And then our profit was once, like I said, after we paid everybody, paid ourselves for our product, I paid myself because, you know, I'm going to get paid too. And then what our mileage and all that stuff was, what was left over was profit. So then we started seeing that, you know, the first year you kind of usually break even, because even when I would look back at my taxes, I'm like, okay, well, it's getting more money each year, more money, you know, but, you know, everything is, like you said, a leap of faith, right? And you have, remember, not just a team, but an account manager that's going to be handling your account as well, because we want to make sure that you're being serviced properly, okay? Our goal here is to maintain a long-term relationship with you, okay, on a monthly basis, because our program is working. If you feel after 2 months you're like, I don't want to do this no more, for whatever reason, we are not going to hold you hostage. I promise you that. You call and you cancel, but I'm very confident that when you start seeing the results, as long as you're making profit, okay, no one cancels on profit.
Yeah.
At least not that I've heard of. you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you very much. We can reschedule the onboarding call or whatever we need to do.
Would you have time right now, or when do you want me to reschedule it?
What does tomorrow look like?
Let's take a look. Give me 1 second.
And I'm still waiting back on that COI. They sent me one, but they didn't put our suite number, so I had to.
Oh, you're like, guys, I need the suite number on there now. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
You got time, hon. Okay, so tomorrow, what time works for you?
Afternoon or Friday afternoon.
I have tomorrow.
Tomorrow I have a call at 3.
You have a call at 3
and a call at 2. So 2 to 3 and then 3 to 4 is booked up for me, and then most likely the morning as well. So probably anytime between 5 and 7.
I got a 5 to 6. You want that one?
Okay, yeah, 5 works.
Okay. I'm going to schedule you between 5 and 6 tomorrow. Okay, we'll call you from the 877 number. I'll send you the reminder again, okay? And then you have my number. Call me if you have any questions, okay? All right, so we will talk to you tomorrow between 5 and 6. And it'll still be from the 877 number. You are so welcome, Ethan.
All right, thanks, Cindy.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. You are so welcome. My pleasure. All right.
Bye-bye.